IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my two guests, as always, in the studio with me, trying to help me criticize the movie Hotel Mumbai, produced in 2018 and directed by Anthony Maras, starring Dev Patel, Armie Hammer, and so many actors and actresses of Hollywood and India. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hussein, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, before we start our program based on the critique of this movie, Hotel Mumbai, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Hotel Mumbai, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Stay with us.
We have another VIP guest dining at the Shamiana tonight. Vasily Dotesky.
Sir.
He can be difficult.
Mr. Gudetsky, so nice to see you again.
Whatever he says, just smile, be polite, be courteous. Remember always, here at the Taj, guest is God.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah are my distinguished guest speakers in the studio with me, trying to criticize the movie Hotel Mumbai, produced in 2018, directed by Anthony Maras. Well, according to this part, Brother Hussein, there is the chef in that part training the workers of the hotel to treat the customers well, all right? But he says this is very noticing or noticeable.
Yeah.
Let's say, he says, guest is God. You know, it's not a problem to behave and treat other people, everyone, well and appropriately. This is basically etiquette and morality, right? But based on money and wealth, usually when the customers come, especially this is what he somehow connotes, all right? So he attaches this connotation to his statement that we usually separate the customers this way. If, for example, they are talking about that Russian, you know, customer,
yeah,
who's so well-to-do and the like, you know? So they have to go to extreme to bend over backwards, you know?
Yeah, don't ask him if he wants to.
Yeah, exactly, like that, right? Exactly. That's the point, you know? But when it comes to money and wealth, or economically speaking, this is another story. You know, we also have it in Islam as Muslims. And even Easterners, in comparison with the Westerners, they respect the guests very much. You know, we have lots of proverbs in the Middle East, in Arabic, in Persian, in Urdu, you know, that we consider the guests to be so much honorable. All right? We respect and honor our guests. All right? But that doesn't happen to be so in the West. Why? Why do the Eastern people respect the guests so much? Is it a part of their culture?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, first of all, the guest is God. Of course, that's just an expression. But yeah, it does imply that, you know, hospitality in Eastern culture is a very important practice, or like it's a very important tradition to host and become, you know, a person who the guest is comfortable with. I think, you know, the comparison is with how, you know, the culture is you know, formed, I guess, in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the West, it's what I feel from my experience, it's a little bit more casual.
Yes.
Right? And it's a little bit more, you know, I guess, public.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, you know, where you have in the East, where it's, you know, you have to abide by this specific etiquette. And you have, of course, you have religion and, you know, backing it up and, you know, promoting
mm-hmm.
these specific, you know, good traits
yes.
in these communities.
Yes. Sayyid Abdullah, I know a lot of people that they are saying that they've never been alone in their homes without having guests around.
Yes.
They attach so much importance to having guests in their homes. And we also know from the, I guess, prophetic, like, kind of tradition that we know this has been reported so many times that Prophet Abraham, for example, has mm-hmm. never eaten alone.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So why is there so much emphasis on hospitality in the East?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to hospitality and, you know, having guests, sometimes it's as it, you know, the concept of hospitality and being hospitable to others, it's one of the natures of man himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it is a divine embedded code within his system to accommodate his fellow human beings. And so it depends on the environment that you live in. Either this code gets worked on, gets cultivated,
yes.
and becomes like the natural norm of the people, the society, or the place that you live in kind of kills it and covers it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you compare East to the West,
yes.
you see that this code it's differs very dramatically,
mm-hmm.
where people in the East are very hospitable,
yes.
because this code is constantly active. They're mm-hmm. using it. While such code, it does not exist in the West because they've been kind of told
mm-hmm.
that strangers, don't talk to them.
Yes.
That's what they teach their kids. Do not talk to strangers. Don't do this with strangers. You see a stranger, you back off. Where in our culture, actually the opposite. You see a stranger, you approach them, you ask them, they need help and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to religions themselves, they kind of activate that code more than anything else.
Yes.
So for example, in Islam, they heavily activate the code of generosity. Say for example, you give the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He never ate alone. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the imams and everybody, like in Islam, we see that even non-Muslims, before, like we have the stories of Hatim al-Ta'i, a
yes.
character just
yes.
before Islam,
mm-hmm.
That he would slaughter his own horse to feed his own guests.
Mm-hmm.
And in Islam, in our culture, is that you have to keep the guest for 3 days. So 3 days, you offer him everything that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So that we say the guest lasts for 3 days. So because Islam cultivates that. In other countries, even, for example, whether you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Confucius or even, like, mm-hmm. if you go that
yes.
kind of
yeah.
side of the East,
yeah.
they still also have that concept of being generous to others, being generous to even animals, being generous to the planet.
Yes.
So that code is always active.
Yes.
Right?
To be honest with you, when I was learning a long time ago, when I was learning English, and especially the expressions mm. of whether American or British English, and they were talking about like these, what do you call it, proverbs or figure of speech or whatever,
yeah.
like going Metaphors. Dutch, for example, all right,
mm.
going half and half. Like these expressions were somehow strange and weird to me that
yeah.
time
yeah.
when I was learning.
Yeah.
Like as an Easterner, mm. It was kind of strange for me, like if you, for example, take a taxi with your friend, you have
halves.
To like divide
you go
them.
Hobbies. We call
yeah,
hobbies.
Go hobbies.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
it's
well,
strange.
That sounds
you know what?
Strange to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. See, even to the Westerners though, like
yeah.
sometimes me and my friends when we go to the coffee shop or restaurant and we fight over who's going to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cashier, they will just like surprise. They look at us like, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Where to them, it's okay if you eat meal with your friends, each pay for his own meal.
Mm-hmm.
Where for me, it would be like a shameful act.
Exactly.
to let my friends pay for me. So exactly. I want to pay for them. They want to pay for me. And so we end up fighting over the cash register. And I think even the...
By the way, you're talking from experience.
Yeah, I'm talking from experience because this happens to us all the time. And sometimes what we do is like now we're becoming a lot smarter. So we order, one of them says, I'm going to the bathroom, but he's actually going to the cashier, he pays, right? And then once they get up, they end up, you know, they're saying we... So we kind of come up with ways just so we can...
This is a very nice culture to build, by the way.
It is. And even the Westerners, when they see that, they actually are amazed. Like, you know, it's nice if our friends would do that for us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you might not have money.
It's not about money, by the way. Even if the food is expensive in some countries, they still do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially like where I come from. Like a simple meal will cost you like, you know, $30, $40. A simple meal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going, you know, any extra, just a normal meal.
Yeah.
Like a Happy Meal at McDonald's will cost you $10. So, you know, so yeah, but with money, it's not a matter. It's not a factor when it comes to generosity.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and listen to a part of this movie, Hotel Mumbai, produced in 2018. And we will be back. Don't go away.
Mumbai under siege. Chaos has erupted in India's financial capital with multiple bombings and reports of armed gunmen rampaging through the city. Many of Mumbai's popular tourist sites are under assault. The CST station, restaurants and luxury hotels are all under attack. Local police are simply not trained or equipped to deal with multiple military-grade attacks of this magnitude. What you're seeing now is chaos outside the celebrated Taj Hotel. Terrorists have laid siege to the landmark property with as many as 1,000 guests and over 500 staff trapped inside. Mumbai has no special forces units of its own, meaning tactical units must be sent in from New Delhi, over 800 miles away. They are hours away at the very least, and it is bedlam here on the ground at the Taj.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie Hotel Mumbai, produced in 2018, directed by Anthony Maras. According to that part, Brother Hussein, why is there no sign of the police? In most of these movie scenes, we see this quite often, all right? That there's no sign of no... whatsoever image of the police forces, a squad or SWAT team, whatever, in most of the movies of the kind, all right? Especially when it comes to, like, when push comes to the shove, when you expect some police officers to be in the scene to prevent, for example, or to do some useful act, you know, let's say, or to save some lives, you don't see them around. This happens to be like, in lots of these movies, all right? Even like the news person.
The reporter, yeah.
The reporter giving the breaking news says the local police are not trained for this or quick to deal with such attacks. Or just it's a thing which is like, what do you call it, common in India. Like it's only true with the Indian police. That are like notorious, according to some, criminals do whatever they want to without any stoppage.
Yeah, the thing is, I think at the time, India especially, I don't think they were, you know, equipped with the right equipment to deal with this type of attack. Like the reporter said, the terrorists went in with, you know, these army-rated, you know, gear. And the police at the time, the local police, they had simple pistols. Actually, there was sign of the police. They risked their lives. There were like a couple of men.
Yes.
And the officers, you know, went inside and tried to
but they were doing a poor job, and it took like some hours for the squad to come.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, that's how it is,
sure,
I guess.
Yeah.
It depends on each country, but I think they did their best in that terms. But I think throughout other movies, usually police are there. There is a police presence, but there's usually a hostage situation which they take some time to deal with.
Thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Syed Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We were trying to criticize the movie Hotel Mumbai, produced in 2018. But we haven't finished it yet, inshallah, or hopefully we are going to do that in the upcoming episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
lately there's been a big shooting at the CST station?
Not bad. You're very safe here.
Security, can we get security now?
Let them in!